You're listening to Hamilton at Noon. This is Thursday, and of course that means this is a day we take a look at some of the events happening on the weekend and the coming weekend. Ted Flett of Tourism Hamilton is a person we always check with on Thursday. Hi, nice to see you again.
Great to see you too, Robin.
Are you having a good summer?
We are in full gear in summer mode now, aren't we?
I'm looking at the list of events, and we got a lot to cover in a very short period of time, so let's just get right into it. What's happening this weekend that we need to get out and take advantage of?
Well, top of mind, Hamilton Fringe Festival is in full swing. If you haven't been to Hamilton Fringe Festival before, it's an 11-day unjuried theater festival, and it allows for more affordable, less accessible, or bringing more accessibility to pieces that people wouldn't otherwise see.
And very unique performances, I understand.
Absolutely. And they really emphasize a dialogue and interaction between the audience member and the cast. So, you know, call outs are encouraged. It's a different theater feel.
And
very friendly.
And that's happening where?
There are venues all across the city, and it takes place from began July 13th and runs until the 19th.
Okay.
Sorry, my mistake. Began on the 15th, runs until the 25th.
Okay, so lots of time to take it in, and you can get more information at hamiltonfringe.ca. And we can't leave the Ticats out. They're a big part of the events this weekend.
Absolutely. If sports are on your menu of things to see, they're taking on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. So it should be an outstanding game. It's an evening game, of course, at Iverwind Stadium.
All right, go Cats, go.
Mm-hmm. Oscar Wee Wee.
Okay, let's stop. We'll never get on to the next event. What is it?
Well, if the vintage aircraft and the interactive exhibitions which look at Canada at wartime isn't enough to justify a visit to the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum, then the military fair on Saturday, July 17th will be. 225 dealers with military of all different time periods will be at the museum, looking to sell their pieces, everything from books, prints, toys, reenactors, firearms, medals, lots there. So if you're a sort of military heritage aficionado, this is your event.
And a real trip back in history, I would imagine, too, with some of the items that are being sold.
Absolutely. Looking back and even, you know, bringing back some of these vintage items, you see even more fashion. Emblems are now being used in crests, you'll see on casual shirts and so forth. So it's not entirely, you know, set back in time. These pieces are coming back and with style even.
Now, the weekend in the summer wouldn't be complete unless you head to the water. And there's an event at the Royal Yacht Club.
Absolutely. The Sharks Provincial Regatta, and the Shark is a certain league of a fast racing boat. So keep your eyes peeled at the waterfront July 17th and July 18th to see these rapid moving boats race across the harbor.
And just back to military history, I understand the warplane, Westfield Heritage, rather, Westfield Heritage Village has an event for people who are so inclined that way.
That's right. On July 18th, they will have costumed reenactors and interpreters on the property at Westfield Heritage Village, honoring the Canadian contribution to the war. There's a tactical demonstration and more.
Okay. Anything else we should know about before we head off to the weekend of July 23rd and 25th?
Well, if arts is of interest to you, as part of the Vital Africa exhibition at the Art Gallery of Hamilton, they are having what's called the Golden Society Tea. And the theme of this tea on Sunday, July 18th, is a 19th century European view of the Near East. And it will be moderated by Dr. Patrick Shaw Cable, who's one of the excellent curators there at the Art Gallery of Hamilton.
Now, this weekend of July 23rd, 25th, a real mixed bag. Tell us about some of the things that are going on.
Yeah, well, Brought Music Festival, which is an outstanding summer music festival, is now in full swing as well. And on July 22nd, you can see opera's greatest hits. Now, Brought operates out of a variety of different venues across the city. This particular concert or show will be playing at Mohawk College in the McIntyre Theater, 7 p.m., and features a soprano, tenor, baritone, and mezzo-soprano. And some of the favorite opera works that will be performed include Nessun Dorma and Carmen's Habanera, which is always a crowd pleaser.
This is such a long-running event in Hamilton. I couldn't imagine a summer without the Brought Festival. It is amazing. I've had a chance to take in some of the performances and definitely well worth attending at some point during the festival.
Absolutely. And that's just a pick of one. There are concerts running almost daily, so lots to take in, lots to see.
All right. Now, what's this about Santa Claus in July?
Well, I tell you, by the time July 25th comes around, we will be only 5 months out from Christmas, Robin.
So you're not allowed to say that now.
That's right. So we'll be chatting about snowfall and holly and all that good stuff, boiling apple cider at Dundrum Castle. Nonetheless.
But for now,
we're doing a Christmas in July at Wild Waterworks. Santa has traded in his sleigh for an inner tube this summer at the park, and there will be live music, Christmas-themed food, some cookies, Christmas crafts for kids, and a few competitions. So it should be fun. There's also sit on Santa's lap. Get that early wish list in for what you're looking for on Christmas morning.
Okay, maybe it's not so bad if you say that.
Yeah, that's right.
What's happening down as well, down by the lake?
Yeah, the HMCS Haida is having a summer shore leave party. You can don a fedora and hop back in time to the 1940s for a real look back at the Haida when it was in its full flavor. That's Saturday, July 24th. And then another great musical event, Star Wars in Concert. I won't dare hum the theme song, but we all know it. This concert will be taking place at Hamilton Place, part of the outstanding Cops Call or HECFI lineup of events for the summer, and includes specialty edited footage that will accompany the music from all six Star Wars films. So head back to a galaxy far, far away.
Once again, another couple weekends of jam-packed activities, and people can get the full list if they want to find out more on the Tourism Hamilton website.
You bet. TourismHamilton.com is your go-to site for all the events and festivals over the course of the summer.
Ted, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Robin.